To this piece of crap Log Talk Radio. Are y'all with me?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Hey, guess what? It kicked my ass off, and I had to call in on the cell phone. Sorry about that, everyone. And we have new listeners. We have new listeners tonight. So I do apologize for my hostility, but I've had it with this. We are moving our show one way or the other. We're going somewhere. I will not put up with this crap any longer. This is nonsense. But anyway, let me settle down and regroup myself here for a minute. Wayne, you sound good, man. I sound better. Tonight, we are doing our show on RSD, CRPS, and some other things on CRPS. And Brian has a few things that he wants to go over. It does pertain to disability. It's not just for CRPS, but... I think a lot of people can use some of that. So, again, I want to apologize to you guys and the listening audience. this is what we've been going through for a while. So, needless to say, I believe this is our last week over here. So, Brian, you want to go ahead and start with some of the things that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
One of the things the biggest thing I want to talk about is I'm sure quite a bit of our listeners, well, I don't know how many of them to be exact, but, you know, with everything that's going on, you know, I just wondered how many of them are, you know, like on workman's comp, you know, the injury that happened and stuff like that. And one of the things that I've been having problems with is, you know, I mean, I'm on... My initial injury happened at work. So when I got hurt, you know, I mean, it took me a little while to get things going, you know, and once we finally started getting things going, I mean, it literally took me almost 3 years to get the diagnosis of RSD, you know,
right.
And at the time I never heard of RSD. I didn't know what it was. And it wasn't until one of the doctors said, you know, I was talking to him. He says, now, come on. He says, I don't think you fully understand the severity of this, you know. And at that point, that's when I started figuring out what it actually was and the problems that come with it. And, you know, so it, I understand, you know, why Workman's Comp kept fighting and fighting and fighting and wouldn't let anything get done. Well, you know, what I want people to understand is with, don't let them push you around and stuff like that. One of the problems I was having here recently is one of the people, not so much Workman's Comp, it's the MCO company, which is in the middle between Workman's Comp and the employer. They kept trying to push me into getting a surgery that could have actually really messed things up even worse, you know, and then they were telling me that if I didn't have this surgery done, they were going to, you know, kick me off of this and this and that, and, you know, basically threatening me, you know, so they are not allowed to do that. So don't let them try to push you around and force you to do something that you don't want to do.
Right. Right. Oh yeah, absolutely.
And that's a big thing, you know, and
sure it is, you know, they, if you don't have an attorney for that, for workers' comp or disability, you're pretty much screwed, to be honest with you.
Exactly.
Because they will run all over you. There's no doubt. They will run all over you, full steam ahead and never look back. That's just how they are. So yeah, this is something that,
you know, I didn't have an attorney at first, but, you know, finally after, you know, 3 years of actually from when I got hurt, I finally went back and got me an attorney. Once I got that attorney, then things started to change and turn around a little bit. But, you know, if you don't have an attorney, you probably should look into getting one, because things, it turned into a nightmare. And I'll tell you, getting that attorney was probably the best thing I had to, you know, that I'd done.
Well, definitely. Hey, we should have done tonight on anxiety. Woo, mine's high today, boy. Let me tell you. I've been on this computer all day long trying to fix our other place where we're going to, Wayne. That's why I wrote you and said that me, you, and Brian need to work on it together, because it's not easy.
Yeah.
So today would be a great day for anxiety show, man. Mine's like through the ceiling right now. But, you know, we have some new listeners, so I want to go over a couple of things that we've been over before with the CRPS, just in case they haven't heard. The floating stuff that we've been talking about, it's more like a West Coast thing, but I do believe it's coming this way a little bit more. And then, of course, like me and Wayne were talking about last night, meditation. Mike brought this up last week, and meditation is a very, very big and important thing in the chronic pain community. And I want more people to understand that and to try it and see how it works. I have some relaxing different types of music. Some is Native American, some is like waterfalls and flutes and, you know, mellow music. Well, it really helps. It really helps a lot. And I want people to, you know, the newer listeners to hear that, in case they haven't heard one of the other shows, and let them know that that is available. The red light therapy is available. They say it works really, really well. I went once, and it makes a difference. It does make a difference. I'm going to start going more. I need to. And then, of course, we have the bee venom therapy that a lot of people are not gung-ho about, but it's available, and it does work, and it's been around for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Wayne, you got anything you want to say? I'm kind of skipping you for some reason.
The bee therapy, I mean, that was used all the way back in the ancient Egypt. So, I mean, it's been around. I mean, Cleopatra is said to have used it. So, you know, this is not anything new, you know. Mm-hmm. And just because it was used, you know, like 3,000-4,000 years ago, I mean, that was what they had for, you know, their medicine. You know, right. So they had to be inventive and to come up with things that would help. You know, now mm-hmm. we've kind of been pushing a lot of these things aside for, you know, all the wonders that have come out of, you know, big pharma, you know, synthetic heroin that is killing people. And we're now prescribing the kids, you know. God, I love America.
Right.
You know, but, you know, we have to start looking at the things that have, you know, the world has been using for thousands of years that mm-hmm. have always worked, you know. And
right.
the bee therapy, you know, the people used to be able to go and sit in a, you know, little lagoon or something, you know, all by themselves. You know, with the mm-hmm. water, you know, gurgling and splashing around them. Basically the same thing what you do with floating, you know. And, mm-hmm. You know, or meditation. These are things that really help people. Wow,
right.
Bad echo.
Yeah, that was me. I was doing that. I'm sorry. I was playing it to make sure that we wasn't sounding like robots. Because Brian just wrote me, because I think I'm gonna get the boot on. Y'all sound like robots. He said every time that happens, he gets kicked off. So I was checking it out on my computer. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean to blast that in your ear. I tried to turn it down, but I wasn't fast enough.
Yeah.
That was my fault. We don't sound like robots. Do we? Brian shot me a message because he said, I think I'm going to get booted because y'all sound like robots. I'm like, oh, no, here we go. This is, we can just get through tonight. I don't think, well, we got a new listener that says, now you sound good. So that's good. Thanks. I appreciate that. We've had a lot of problems around here. I don't think we're going to do a show tomorrow night, Wayne. I haven't made up my mind yet. I don't really have anything planned. I want to get this move over with. So I need me and Brian and you. I don't know what y'all are doing after this show, but I'm willing to try to do a few minute shows to see if we can get, because what's happening is me and Brian can talk fine on Skype. It sounds great. Sounds better than ever. But when it plays through the show, you can only hear my voice. You can't hear Brian's. So we got to figure out what's going on.
Oh.
And I've Googled it, I've YouTubed it, Brian's YouTubed it, and he can't get no answers nowhere. So, and the places that we're going through, Spreaker, they are over, they're in, what is it, Brian, Germany or something like that, I believe, is where they're based out of.
Like that.
So their time difference is totally different. They're up at night when we're asleep. So I wrote them, and I'm waiting on them to respond back to me. So hopefully we can get the move over with. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
Spike,
yeah. Yeah, we
just want our listeners to say, you know, hey, I like the show tonight, you know, instead of, you know, wow.
Yeah.
One of you sounds like R2-D2, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, Fred's saying it comes with an app. Yeah, we got the app. So he said he could help us set it up. Cool, that would work. We would love
that
it.
Would really work.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Thanks, Fred. I appreciate that, man.
We've got a couple of listeners.
Yeah. I'm talking to one right now. He's writing me back and forth in a group.
Okay.
You know,
since we have. I'd like to say that, I appreciate the help that they're offering to give. I really do appreciate that.
Sure. Yeah, we do. We do appreciate it. You kind of cut out, Brian, so I'm going to kind of repeat what you said just in case they didn't hear it. We do appreciate the help, very much so, from everyone that helps us in any way. We do appreciate it.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get this move over, and me and Brian's got the Skypes set up, and Skype's working, but it's not working on the show. And I think it's because it was on channel one, and according to my computer, it should be on channel two. So I'm hoping that's the problem. I'm not real sure, but from everything I've read that I could find from their website, I think that's what the problem is. So, because everything else is right. I got the what is it, UB cable or whatever it is. I got that and all that stuff. Yeah. So we'll get it rock and rolling, man. I'm like you, Wayne, and that's what we all want. We want people to be able to enjoy our show, be able to listen to it clearly, and you know, and get and learn from our show and teach us things along the way. I mean, we're not we're not professionals. We're just individuals, and you know, we do this to help others. And I always accept feedback from other people. I love it when I get feedback from people because it tells me, you know, we're doing right or wrong or things like that. And it's very much appreciated. You know, I had somebody write me today, and we've talked about this in the past. Everybody with CRPS has. And the lady said, "My foot's really hurting me. I got ice on it." I said, "Oh, no, get the ice off your butt.
Get that ice off there."
She goes, but it feels so good. I said, "Oh, yeah, it will for a few minutes." And she took it off, and she wrote me about an hour, maybe 2 hours later, and she said, she goes, "I'm hurting really bad. What can I do for my pain? My pain medication is not working." I said, "Get your foot in some warm salt, Epsom salt bath and sit there for a while." I said, "That's about the only thing I can tell you." I said, "Please do not use ice." And you know what happens? Because I have it. I have the CRPS, and I'm pretty sure it's in my back. But I also have the soft tissue and arthritis around where I had my stimulator implanted. So sometimes I do use mild ice on my back sometimes because it really does help that certain area. But I don't put it on my shoulder, my arm, my hand, my leg, my foot. I don't put it there. I just put it one little spot on my back occasionally, and it helps. But, yeah, ice and CRPS do not go together.
No,
they really
have either of you tried any of the stuff that Jessica Johnston has?
No, I have not tried. I'll tell you what.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm gonna run and get something. So go ahead.
I got some in the mail from her, and it was It's like a salve, like that you rub on, but it's for the pain.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what,
mm-hmm.
it actually works. I mean, it does work good. And I got some of the spray from her, the peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
It's peppermint and magnesium, I think, spray.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it actually really worked really good. So, you know, if anybody gets any of that stuff from her, I highly recommend it. I really do.
Okay, well, I have something that I recommend. It's called Dr. Teal's Pure Epsom Salt Foaming Bath. It is eucalyptus and spearmint. It's in a dark blue bottle. It says Dr. Teal's right on it. That's some of the best stuff you can never buy. And then there's this stuff, this little green pebbles, like therapy, aches, pains, and muscle relief. That's what I use in my baths, those two together. And I'm here to tell you, if you're not into herbal stuff, or if you want to try something that you can buy from the store, these are the two things that really work well for me. I know Chantel says it worked really good for her, but I've seen that it's been acting up on her pretty bad here lately. I haven't talked to her the last few days, so I don't know, but I know she just made a move too, so that probably got her CRPS flared up. But I do know that she said for the longest time that stuff that that lady was using really worked. So that's two things. Did I lose both y'all? Oh, I lost Brian. Wayne, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with
you. Okay, you're still there? Okay, okay. Ronnie got booted off. he just said, that piece of crap. yeah, I see you. I got your thing here. I was just making sure. I didn't see it till just now. Yeah. So you're not feeling well neither, huh? Man.
Yeah.
It's rough. It's a rough day. But those are the two things that I use. And like I said, the thing that Brian was talking about, I know an individual that uses it, and she's done really well with it. This past month, or this past couple of weeks, I should say, her CRPS has been bothering her pretty bad. So I don't know if it's because she just moved recently, so that's probably what did it. Because, you know, a lot of this stuff will work, but you really have to be still. You know what I'm saying? You really can't get up and do a whole lot, or it will flare it up.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. You,
so
you
that.
Can, you know, figure that your medication is going to work and, you know, take care of you when you're out, you know, trying to, you know, be an Olympic athlete, you know, it's.
Yeah,
you gotta use some common sense, and you know, give it the ability to work. You know,
right.
Sometimes we have to accept the fact that we can now no longer do the things that we used to. You know, and we have to start staying within ourselves. Don't try to tackle on things that. You know, well, if I just had the medicine to make me feel better, I could probably do this. No, it doesn't work that
way.
You know, you got to start using a little bit of common sense and just kind of accept the fact that, you know, I'm kind of screwed up, you know, and nothing's going to really help it, so.
Yeah, so same thing just happened to Brian. He got kicked off, now he can't get back in. He got the same thing as he had the other night. This is crazy, man. This is absolutely insane. And I just wrote them last night or yesterday about this. Man, folks, I'm so sorry about this. I really am. This is why the show is moving. Do you already have a Skype, or do you have to download it or set
all
it up?
All I have to do is reactivate it. It's you know. It'll take me 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. Because
yeah, I've got the icon. All I gotta do is hit click, and.
Okay. All right. I'll be switching mine eventually to Corner's Corner. Right now, it's just under my name. Mm-hmm. So you get it up and running. Just go ahead and add me. And Brian's got Putting the Fire Out. I think is the one he uses. So add us both and. We're gonna work on this weekend. We might do a show tomorrow evening. We got to get it right tonight or this weekend. But I'm gonna try to do it tonight. I'm gonna try a couple things and see if we can get it right. And Fred said he would help us, so I'm gonna stay in touch with him, see what if he can help us with it. Hopefully between all of us we can get it worked out. Because it's something that really needs to be done, man. This is ridiculous. I mean, our listeners can't even have a good show to listen to because this stuff keeps going on. And I'm done with it. So we're going to do everything we can. It should be ready to go. I think I figured out what the problem is. I think. So we can get it worked out.
Yeah,
I'm hoping it's. They say it's really easy, so it's got to be something stupid, you know, something that you don't, something you wouldn't think of. So, something that's not really there. So, hopefully, we can get it figured out. But yeah, this stuff is, it's really annoying, man. Trying to cope with our pain and stuff and. Trying to get through these shows that are just, I don't understand it. You're gone too?
Yeah. No.
No, you're there.
I'm here.
You're there twice. You're here twice. Did you get cut off?
No, I called in on my phone.
Oh, okay. You're calling in. Oh, I was confusing you with Wayne. That's nude. Both of them the same area code, man. I'm thinking Wayne called in. I'm like, wait a minute. He's already here. I'm talking to him. So you finally got through your on your phone, huh? Wow.
Yeah, I had to call on my phone. It keeps saying the recording session has reached its maximum number of allowable, which is no way because there's not no 100 some people on here.
Yeah, no, there's only three of us.
Exactly. This thing's
well, we're going to work even harder to get this switched over tonight. Oh, my goodness. Where were we? I don't even know. I was wandering off in La La Land somewhere. I talked to Lisa today briefly. She's not feeling well. So we're going to do a show. Uh-oh, I think Mike's calling in. Hey, Mike. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
trying to get through our last night of Blog Talk Radio, I think.
I'm not going to be on long.
It kicked all of us off.
I had something that came up to me on Facebook. In your chat tonight. My company's hiring, okay? And they go through a drug screening. And there are 250 people that say, okay, we're going to hire you, but you got to pay for a drug screening. Guess how many people passed that screening?
How many?
9 out of 250
Nine?
Wow. Now, you wonder why they want to push to change our rules on how we're getting our drugs, because a lot of our drugs are getting out on the street.
Sure.
They're not trying to cut our drugs and for who are using them, for what the purpose is. They're trying to cut from the people that are getting them and not using them for what they're supposed to be used for.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Wow, that's amazing. I mean, the number is just...
Yeah, it is. That's,
wow. Just throws me for a loop, man. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, wow.
And that's been an ongoing problem for the past, for the whole year this year.
Oh, yeah.
And that's in Ohio. And I'm sure Ohio is not the only place that's having those issues.
No, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's really bad here. Well,
Florida.
It has gotten better here in Florida. It was worse.
They started pushing back 2 years ago. Florida had.
Yeah.
I remember when I came down to Florida 2 years ago, and I went to get my methadone prescribed, and they gave me a hard time to get my methadone prescribed here.
I was on that methadone stuff too, and I tell you what, I was never so glad in my life to get off of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just talking to a lady tonight, and in my mom's heart, she has RSD. And turned to her, and I was talking, she was talking about methadone. And I kind of just looked at her and just thinking to myself, as, oh, you're on the white stuff.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, methadone's not right, but compared to the stuff I was on.
Yeah, that's pretty some bad stuff.
I was on pretty really heavy stuff.
But, that's bad stuff. There's no doubt. Well, you know, that's why we try... and we talked before, Mike, and we all have, and, you know, we try to get away from as much medicine as we can, and that's what we should be doing. With a lot of these other things that are available, the oxygen therapy, the ketamine. I mean, ketamine is not my favorite choice, but it, you know, it's out there and it's something that works. Whatever we can do to get off of so much medication, that's what we all need to be doing, every single one of us in chronic pain. Not coming off of it completely, because we probably can't go without it all, you know, all together. I mean, some people might be able to, but not everyone's going to be able to.
Exactly.
And that's what we do, like we talked about last week, the meditation, the music, this, that, you know, so many other options. Because it does
right.
help, and it helps get, you know, it helps... If it's worked good enough for you, if it works good enough for you, you can get off of some of that stuff.
Oh, I,
you know,
I was so happy,
you know, that's
I went
through
my program. And you know what my biggest fear is? When I have to get my knee surgery done, because then I have to go back on some of these things.
Right.
And it's going to be hard for me to get off of it.
Right.
And I don't want to go through it, but I know I'm going to have to. And it's going to be a process,
right.
And it's going to be a hard process for me to get off these darn pain medicines.
Sure.
And I don't want to put my body through them again. But I'm going to have to.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I don't
know. Look what happened with me when I was coming back from Florida. I mean, you and I talked about that, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I ran out of my medicine, you know, I know there's no way that I could go completely without any of my medication. But, you know, I have come off of some of it, like the methadone. I pretty
mm-hmm.
much told the doctor, I'm not taking it. You can prescribe it if you want, but I'm not taking it no more. You know, because when I first got on that methadone, I didn't realize that it's basically a synthetic heroin. You know, I did not know that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he put me on that, you know, and I was on it for, probably at least a good year. And I told him, I said, I'm coming off of it, whether you want me to or not. And they kind of... he hauled around about it, and I quit taking it altogether. I mean, I went through withdrawals
right.
and everything else, but, you know, I mean, and that's something that I don't wish on anybody, you know, don't just up and quit your medication, you know.
Yeah, it's not safe, that's for sure.
No.
I've done it myself, and it's not the best way to contact your doctor and tell them you want off of it. Get weaned off of it. That's the way to do it.
Right. Right.
And that's how I went through weaning off all my drugs, was through a pain management program, a chronic pain
uh-huh.
management. They weaned me off all my drugs, and they weaned me on the drugs I'm on. On the
right.
same process. They weaned me off.
Right.
And they're working out great.
That's.
I mean, I had are you driving, taking these medicines? And I told him no.
Right.
And he said, "Thank God, because you live in the same neighborhood as I do, and I sure in the
mm-hmm.
hell don't want you driving in the neighborhood I'm driving in with you taking all
right.
these medicines."
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Well, somebody got dropped again. Man, this has been a nightmare of a show.
But that's the only thing I want to add about. I know it's a big fight for. Everybody don't want their pain medicines taken away. And I still say,
mm-hmm.
if you need it, they're not going to take it away. They want to take
sure.
away the people that don't need it. And
mm-hmm.
there's other ways to get you off some and do other things to get you as minimal as possible to on your drug, on your prescriptions for your pain.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you need it, and if you do all these possible things, then you need it. But
right.
if you're on all these wrong prescriptions, you're just killing yourself anyways.
Oh, yeah.
I found it out, Sam found, you found it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's just, it's somehow, some way, if you're not using it, it's getting on the street.
Yep.
I was using
it. That's true.
Man, you can hear. But these people are getting these things changed, but they have chronic pain, and they're taking it, and they're selling it on the street, like you said. That methadone, they're selling that methadone, I can guarantee you, for a good price.
Oh, sure. Sure they are.
They're chopping
it
up, they're snorting it, they're putting it in their veins.
The medicine I take, the street value is like $500 a pill. I mean, you could get rich in a hurry. You know, but
I say the price, but yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'll say it. I don't care. I use my medicine. I take it as prescribed every day, and I never run out. You know, I mean, every time I take a drug test, I pass it. So, you know, I mean, I'm legit. I'm not scared to say it. This crap is crazy, man. It's absolutely insane, and it's killing the chronic pain communities. Exactly what it's doing. That and the insurance companies and the government not giving a rat's ass about any of us, and not paying attention to the people that are dying with Lyme disease, but yet they'll find a cure for Zika. I mean, come on, man. Give me a break. You know, I mean, I got nothing against them finding the cure for Zika. I've said this 100 times. I'm glad they did. But you know what? That's not the only one out there that's killing people. And we just got to stand up and be heard, man.
They got to learn how to deal with drugs and a drug addict. I mean, the policy on families is all messed up.
Uh-huh.
They should put their family, they should put the mother and father responsible, let them disprove the children.
Sure.
It's not the government's responsibility to take care of their children.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
it's
the government says we're responsible for everybody. And that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
it is
isn't government.
It is.
I'm sorry.
I get on a roll with the government and I don't stop. I tell them like it is. I'm not the least bit shy because it's wrong.
It is.
It's wrong to treat people that way.
A lot of our issues is not from this year, not from 8 years of these elections. It's 30 years ago. Started a long time ago.
In this tutorial, we'll
show and until we have somebody that comes in there and uproots everything and start really making change, nothing's going to change.
But no,
that's going to cause a lot of unrest in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if everybody's ready for that.
Man, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing, man. I really don't. I know. We fight tirelessly. We fight every day, sending emails and letters, and we do so much, man, to try to help. And it's just, it's like beating your head against the wall. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, I know.
It's like, yeah, they just don't care, man. They just don't care, you know. And I'm watching the Lyme community right now. They're really struggling bad. People with Lyme are really getting hit hard, man. You know, a CRPS is bad. It's more pain than anything. I mean, it can get to the organs. Don't get me wrong. It can kill us. It's dangerous, but it's not like Lyme disease. Lyme disease is, and lupus.
And
those two are very
hard
bad.
And it hits them hard and fast.
Sure, and it can hit real hard. So
I know,
those are
down the organs quickly.
Those are the two worst ones we have. Yeah, it's the two worst ones we have. Well, man, I don't mean to do this, but I'm having all kinds of audio problems. It's kicking everybody off. So I'm going to shut this show down a few minutes early. We're going to we're thinking about making a move over to what I think it's called Spreaker. It'll still post the same, Mike. It'll still be the same show name, and it'll still post the same in your group. So when you click on it, it'll take you to a different page, but it's fast.
Okay.
I mean, it ain't like clicking. It ain't like clicking on these. So just give you a heads up. We're hoping to have that done this weekend if we can get a few issues worked out with it.
Okay.
Because yeah,
Keep posting it on my page.
Oh, I will. I'm just letting you know a little bit of the, you know, a heads up. It's still going to be Corner's Corner, so you don't have to worry about that. It'll still be the same.
All right.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to do, man. But I'm gonna call this one a little early because it's kicked everybody off. So appreciate you calling in, man.
One couple minutes about that.
That's fine, man. Yeah, very much so. But if you call in on our other one, if we switch, which I'm planning on, you got to use Skype to call in. So that's the only downfall. I think you can also do it under Google Hangouts too. I think I got to check into some more of it, but I think you can do it on Google Hangouts as well. A lot of people have that too. So. But I'll keep in touch with you, man. You should be able to.
Okay.
You don't have to do the video. You just do the audio part of the Skype, I guess, from what it says. So I don't know. But hey, I appreciate you calling, brother. And you take care. And we'll talk over the weekend or something. I'll talk to you. And I appreciate the new listeners that we got tonight. And sorry, guys, for all the misconfusion around here. That's why we're leaving Blog Talk Radio. So, all right. I will talk to you later, my friend. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
Have a good night.